Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Misha Tate, and you're listening to Carson's Corner.
This is Tish Duran, and you're listening to Carson's Corner. Make sure you stay tuned in.
This is Justin Ray Harvey, Frank Duke's student. You're listening to the best of the best shows on the web and beyond. Carson's Corner with Bob Carson.
This is Bo, the one-man army Taylor, media darling and Midwest champion of the world. You're listening to the only radio show that's hard-hitting, keeps it real, and does not pull punches. Carson's Corner.
This is the coach, Sean Tompkins, and you're listening to the best in mixed martial arts, Carson's Corner.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, g'day, this is Justin Lawrence calling from my backyard in Australia, mate. You're listening to Bob Carson, the finest investigative journalist in mixed martial arts history. Listen to his show, I love it.
Hey, this is Joey Odessa, and you're listening to me on the Bob Carson Show, the show that lets no words barred give a whole new perspective to no holds barred.
These days, it's not much fun at Bally's and Caesars in Atlantic City. The CEO is playing the corporate greed game, cutting dealers' hours, cutting retirement and health benefits, even breaking the law by refusing to bargain. Yet he paid himself $39 million last year, with plenty of perks. When Bally's and Caesars play games with casino dealers, it's not fun for anybody. And everybody loses. That's why the UAW Atlantic City Dealers Union paid for this time.
Hello, everyone around the world. Once again, this is Carson's Corner. My name is Bob Carson. It is late. It is 12 a.m. here. It is Wednesday, April 29th, 2021, and we have Dan Quinn on the line. We're going to finish up our listener emails, but Dan has a major update for us that we're going to get to. So let's bring him on. Dan, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. I would be doing fantastic if my conservator wasn't such a C-U-N-T, Bob Carson. And I'll tell you what,
I hope one day
that it can be Dan Quinn shouting out Bob Carson instead of Joey Odessa and all the other guys, or I'll be amongst them.
So what's going on, Dan? Since we last spoke to you, you were cooped up in that fucking facility where it was like a prison with the phone privileges and this and that. And they took it off right after a half hour. They limited your access. Now you're out. Give the listeners at home an update, please.
To all my listeners out there, to all Bob Carson's listeners out there, Gina Holden, my conservator, is a C-U-N-T. Her number is 916-875-1513. That's 916-875-1513. And for everybody that knows the violin works, you know what she told me, Bob, when she heard about it? She thought I was delusional.
Right.
Okay. So I like all my fans out there to give her a call that know the violin works, to give her a call and tell her, no, he's not delusional. It actually is a miracle.
Where are you now, Dan?
I'm at a cool spot in Sacramento on Bell Street, on a corner of Hood, and it's a great spot, great food, good people. They don't allow dogs, though, and I want to buy a puppy. Gina stole $1,000 from me. I had $1,000 in my pocket. I wanted to buy a puppy that's worth $5,000 to $10,000, a bully, right? And she had that confiscated from me. She confiscated my wallet. She confiscated my stevia. She confiscated my cell phone, homeboy.
Yeah. Now, what's your recourse to get all this stuff back? Do you have any recourse?
Well, I've called the Sacramento County Sheriff's, and I actually talked with Officer Thrall, T-H-R-A-L-L. He's cool as fuck. He was actually on 8 West 200 when I did 2 years there. And he said that my recourse would be to call Stockton police. So I did, and Stockton called her. There was no answer. And they told me that they're not going to drive all the way to Sacramento for it. So I'm not sure. I'm kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. She's in Sacramento. The theft, although I think the theft originated in Sacramento, was her words. But because it took place in Stockton, I'm kind of in limbo.
Well, you know, I can't imagine she's going to be able to keep this stuff. I mean, this is your property, is it not?
It's my property. It has nothing to do with her, the state, conservator. It's like taking it out of my bank account.
Right.
She said, no dog, no dog. She doesn't realize I could actually buy that dog and then work a deal with the owners to keep it as a puppy until 1 year old, you know, to keep it with his mama and have the mama raise it. Instead of it bonding to me like it should, it would bond to the mom. But I guess if I got it at 1 year old, it'd be, you know, how old is a puppy until it's not a puppy anymore? That's a good question, you know?
Yeah, it is.
But I could take the deal, cement it, lock it in, have the dog as a service animal, you know? I mean, I am conserved, which is ridiculous. The only reason I'm conserved, Bob, is my mom thinks I'm broken, and she wanted to be my conservator, and I thought, why the fuck not? She'll be my secretary. She'll do all the paperwork that I don't want to do with different things, right? Well, when she retired from conservatorship, it went over to the state, and I got saddled with a cunt named Gina Holden. She is a piece of work, homeboy.
Well, listen, I hope you get all your stuff back. I don't know how anybody could survive missing $1,000 and you know, missing the cell phone. I mean, so this is ridiculous. You got to get your stuff back. What's right is right here.
Well, on top of the fact, I'm a nicotine freak. I smoke about a pack and a half a day, and she left me with $0 to get nicotine. Thankfully, Roxanne was kind enough to give me a pack of, here, I got them in my pocket right here, unbelievable, 5 show cigarillos. They're sweet for $1. And I'll tell you what, she made a convert of me. I'm not going to smoke what I smoked before. I'm going to get these.
All right, Dan, let's pick up where we left off the other night with listener emails. We got several more here that I want to get
okay.
to. Here's a skeptical email that we got on a topic that we've touched before. Bob, I love Dan's appearances on the show, but I had to laugh when he literally said he met aliens when he was a child. I laughed my fucking ass off, in fact. Lots of us have stupid memories like this from time to time where we were sleepwalking and hallucinating as kids due to fatigue or glue fumes, and I thought saw some stupid shit. A guy on Jenny Jones once claimed he met a robot clown as a child, and his sister agreed, Bob, I guarantee you there was no robot clown. I believe that Dan thinks he met aliens and probably had a conversation with them, but this is just what happens to the brains of kids when they get tired. They see aliens and gnomes and crap like that. The brains of kids are basically too dumb to understand what's happening, but most of them are too embarrassed to claim those memories are real well into adulthood. Why is Dan different? I have no clue. Dr. Khan, pediatrics, MD. What say you, Dan? Is this an example of a medical science? Science not listening to children?
No, it was an 8-year-old with a 154 IQ, supposedly, who was woken up by a loud thunk as an instrument hit the floor. I don't know if the alien did it on purpose to wake me up, but I was like, they're real, okay? And I saw them, and they were coming from my mom's room, and looking back on it, that's when she stopped being a mom and defending me, and she started attacking me.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say that children can see supernatural things more easily. I mean, I've seen that claimed in horror films and documentaries. Do you think that's the case?
I think that anybody that was awake at that time would have seen the same thing I did. I wasn't hallucinating. I wasn't doing any kind of drug. I was 8 years old, brilliant, like I am now. And I saw what I saw. End of story.
All right. Another email comes from our X-Files folder here for Crying Out Loud. It involves me, too. Dan, do you believe in the supernatural? I know Bob is a big-time Ghostbuster who actively busted many ghosts. Do you think ghosts are real or just Bob's crazy? Do you think you and Bob would be a good ghost-busting team? If Bob possesses by a ghost, sorry, Bob, would you light him up with the hands in order to make the ghost flee? I guess you could do some exorcism or something like that, but sounds complicated. And what if there isn't time? Sorry, Bob, this knockout is not for your own good. Or it's for your own good. Well, it happens. I think you and Dan should hunt ghosts together, but not if they use an excuse to lock up Dan anymore. That's Jeremy Bagwell. What do you think of that? It's kind of weird.
I think that ghosts exist. I think that a ghost raped a woman repeatedly. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, well, I've heard stories, you know, like possessions and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's real. I think that sometimes, you know, the energy that constitutes our soul gets trapped.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes the bad energy doesn't want to go to hell or whatever, to the other place, and isn't good enough to get up with everybody that's good. And so it's creating mischief for people because that's what they do.
Well, listen, if you ever make it to New Jersey, I could show you several sites here where we have ghosts or haunted roads. I mean, New Jersey is a very, very weird state, so I think you'd like in that regard.
Well, on that note, somebody should fund my trip. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to fly out anytime.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I may end up coming to California next month, but are you by Riverside? Do you know where that is?
No, I'm not. Riverside is in Los Angeles County, and I'm in Sacramento.
Yeah,
it's about
right.
7 hours away.
Okay, you're right, yeah. All right, let's go to another email. You go ahead.
Again, if someone could fund my plane ticket down there, I could stay with you and film the violin video.
That'd be awesome.
So you had to do
all
it
right,
firsthand, brother. You could be the cameraman.
Oh, man, that opened up me to a whole new world. We got an email concerning, I don't know if you've been up to date on this, Dan, this guy Jake Paul and the YouTube-turned boxer guy who just beat Ben Askren. Did you see that fight? Did you hear of it?
No. Who won?
Jake Paul knocked out Ben Askren.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, how much did Jake Paul weigh?
I don't know. Do you know who he is, though?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah,
I saw his fight against the basketball player. I don't think
he's a fairly athletic guy, but he hits decently hard. But you know, he doesn't have the real boxing experience. You know.
No, he's a wild puncher, and I would fuck that guy up, hands down.
Yeah. That's what our emailer wanted to know, is Grinch Body Flex on Reddit wanted to know what you thought of all, and also how you would mess him up with no kicks or takedowns. How would it go down?
It would go down. I would eat him up like Ali ate up his opponents. I would fuck him up with hand speed. He wouldn't know what hit him.
All right, Dan. Let me list some names and get your thoughts on them, sort of like rapid fire here. John Nash, A Beautiful Mind. What do you think of him? Is his IQ higher than yours?
You know what? I don't know. What was his IQ? What is 154? Is 154 genius? 165?
Yes, but yeah.
You know, I think that John Nash was brilliant. He came up with his theorems, won him a Nobel Prize, and I came up with stevia plus H2O plus E equals split H2O and pure H2O. and Perry Store, when it catches on, brother, is going to make me the richest man on the planet.
Stephen A. Smith, what do you think of him?
I think he's great. I love Stephen A. Smith. I would love Stephen A. Smith to actually take a look at the play and answer the question, why didn't the announcers say my name, and why was I fired?
John Foley.
How far does, you know, the question is, brother, how far does the conspiracy go? Okay? Lou Holtz ordered me to stay home and look for a sweep. On 4th and Inches, we should be deployed and waiting for Pittsburgh to get to the line. You feel me? Okay? We should be, you know, snarling, saying, come on, bring it. But we were late deploying. Pittsburgh was deploying and their offense before we were. We were almost late getting to the ball because there was a last-second call ordering me to stay home and look for a sweep, okay? And that's what made that play happen, brother. If I was in blitz mode, that triggers the offensive tackle that's in front of me, or the guard, or not the guard, or the tight end, the wide-body tight end. That triggers him to block me, but because I was in a stance, he didn't think I had the speed to actually get to the ball. He didn't know that he was dealing with Dan Quinn, okay? World-class speed. And so Lou Holtz actually made that play happen, and when I hit the sidelines, I got fired. I said, fuck football, because I'm going to kill coaches or have them killed. I didn't want to go to prison for the rest of my life, and so I quit on the spot. But the question is, how deep, Bob, do you think the conspiracy goes? They didn't mention my name in the telecasters. They didn't mention my name. They mentioned everybody but me. So how far does the conspiracy go?
What about John Foley? He's saying he's every bit as good as you were. He said this on Facebook. He said he was as good as you, but he did admit that you had faster top end running speed.
John Foley said he was just as good as me?
Yeah, apparently. On Facebook.
Please, I tell you, John was never on the field. He was always hurt, okay? John was a nice guy, but he was like an alligator, okay? He could only go one direction. He couldn't go side to side. He couldn't play, and he never did, okay? I don't think John ever saw the field.
Tony Rice, what was his upside potential? Did Lucifer Lou Holtz ruin him too?
Oh, Lucifer Lou ruined a first-round draft pick, okay? When Tony Rice hit campus, we were like, what the fuck do we have here, okay? A kid that can throw the ball 100 yards, accurate to the point where he was bruising Tim Brown, complaints from bruises, from missiles coming in too hard. All Tony needed was a guiding touch, and he would have been a first-round draft pick, probably the number one draft pick out of the whole lot. But Lou Holtz tackling him wrecked his fucking football soul.
We have some more here. David Kindred. Dave Kindred.
Who?
Dave Kindred.
Who's that?
I don't know. That's interesting.
I have no idea.
I'll look him up. All right, this one, you know, Marty Lippincott. What would you say to him right now if you could?
Yeah, I'd say, Marty, it's too bad that we had Lou Holtz and didn't have Jerry Faust because we'd both be in the NFL, probably Hall of Fame. Marty Lippincott was a fucking beast, homeboy. what's the player for the Baltimore Ravens? It was Marty against... Oh, I'm fucking blanking on the name, but a perennial all-pro that played at Pittsburgh, and I saw Marty eat him alive in high school because Jerry Faust showed me game film of Marty Lippincott playing Tony Siragusa, okay?
Uh-huh.
Remember that name?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw Marty eat Tony Siragusa alive, okay, in high school, and Jerry Faust told me if I come to Notre Dame, I'm going to be on the same defensive line as Marty Lippincott, and we're going to form the best defense in the history of college football. And if Lou Holtz had started Marty Lippincott at nose tackle in the Fiesta Bowl and had started Cedric Figueroa at his true position as rush end and started me at drop-in because I could actually run and cover backs out of the backfield instead of Frank Stand at rushing. We had the most dominant defense that ever stepped on the field in college football.
What about Ned Bolkar?
Ned's a stud. A friend of mine did cocaine with me back at Notre Dame when I came back from a year suspension. Ned's a good dude. I heard that Ned Bolkar is fat as fuck. I would say, Ned, please get on a pound a month of stevia, lean down to where you were, and we could actually, if he started doing pure H2O, he could come back like I'm coming back at 53 years old.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now. He's still big. He's still got that football look, but he's definitely a little heavy, probably close to 300 pounds.
You're looking at a picture of him right now?
Yeah.
No shit. Yeah, I love Ned Bolkar.
Yeah.
Ned was my second best friend, tied with Marty Lippincott back at Notre Dame.
We have another one here. What about Flash Gordon?
Darryl Flash Gordon was fast, but he was too light. He wasn't strong enough physically to play outside linebacker. They should have moved Flash to strong safety, I think. It would have been a better position for him.
All right, the listener closes with the following. As always, thanks, and take good care, homeboy. That's Sheridan Pyle, St. Louis, Missouri. And we have another one that covers a lot of interesting ground here on a similar topic. Dan, my greatest wish for you is to provide us with the top 5 or 10 list of your greatest enemies, although I understand putting them in exact order might require some thought. On lists, I would expect to see villains like Lou Holtz, Fred Reeve, the lady who got you locked up, and more. But who is your number one enemy, Dan? We need to know. That comes from...
Lou Holtz.
Who's
it from?
Yep.
Bob, who's it from?
Well, they don't give a name. Enemies list compiler. That's what he put down, or they put down.
Enemy list compiler. Yeah, Lou Holtz would be at the top of the list. Then Fred Reva. And unwittingly, my mom. She's been my enemy unwittingly her entire life by not defending me.
So that's 3. But I'm sure, there's probably a lot more. Right, we have another one. This comes from Mike Smith, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here's an interesting follow-up question, Dan. All the people you consider enemies, who do you respect the most? Who do you consider a rival more than an enemy?
Say that one more time.
Who do you consider a rival more than an enemy? In other words, which enemy, if at all, do you respect the most?
Which enemy do I respect the most? I'd have to say posthumously, Cal Worsham. Because Cal and I had a falling out. But before that, Cal taught me some things that will be with me for the rest of my life. He was basically, even his own brother said, that's just Cal shaking his head. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I don't know what astrology Cal was, but as a rival, I have to say Cal Worsham. And on that note, Don Fry.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to Don Fry a little bit because if he came out of retirement, I would fuck Don Fry up, hands. Don would be forced to bow to my hands and would be forced to take me down to win a fight. I'd eat Don Fry alive.
What about Dave Huckabee? That's a name that we haven't heard in a while.
Dave Huckabee? If Dave Huckabee couldn't kick and couldn't take me down, I'd fuck him up too.
All right, we've got a very interesting email here from Ket Monroe. Dan, what would it take for Lou Holtz to be redeemed in your eyes?
That's it? To be redeemed?
Yeah.
For him to come out and say the violin is a miracle for women, giving them 1 to 2 orgasms a minute for even an hour, and for him to say Stevie works, that he's on it, and bless Dan Quinn.
Or here's another one. Dan, I heard a rumor that In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins is about watching a guy drown. Have you ever heard that story? What would you do if you saw Phil Collins drowning? Would you save him? I guess I would save him because I want to be considered a hero and get the attention. But if you ask me, obviously his best song days are behind him.
Yeah, I'd jump in and save him. I'm a strong swimmer.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't just watch somebody drown. And I have heard that rumor before, that he was feeling guilty and wrote that song. So
yeah,
that's a great song. Something in the air tonight, oh Lord.
What about if Lou Holtz was
drowning? What's that? If Lou Holtz was drowning?
What about if he was drowning?
I turn my back and walk away.
And you'd be legally able to do that.
Would I be charged with a crime if I turned my back and walked away? What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'd say, you know what, I didn't want to drown myself. I'm not that good of a swimmer. Where actually
yeah.
I am. So, yeah.
All right, we got another
Lou
email about a guy that we had on the show recently, Peter McNeely, boxer. He said, hey, Dan, you may not have heard it due to your situation, but recently Bob and me had Peter McNeely on for a great interview. Peter was talking about how proud he was to have gone nuts through punching at Tyson, even if he got knocked out in 89 seconds. He said he wants to fight Mike again. What are your thoughts on Peter McNeely? From listening to him on the show, I think you guys would be a great on-air talent together, telling fight stories. That's William of Bakersville.
I think Peter McNeely should test me first before he tests Tyson. That's what I think. Did I tell you,
that'd
Bob, I'm coming back at 53? Not in phenomenal shape yet. I will be. I have to get on pure H2O. But by the time I'm 54, I want to start fighting again. Hands only, like Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture. I mean, didn't everybody love Chuck Liddell versus Randy Couture standing up and just fucking letting him fling, letting him swing, punching?
Now, that emailer talked about a caller that called into the show and claimed that Marky Mark Wahlberg beat up Peter McNeely. McNeely was livid at the accusation. Hard to tell if it was true or just some random troll in his basement or a legit story. Do you think it could be true, Dan? Do you think it could be
true
that a novice? Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've seen Mark Wahlberg throw punches, you know, like shadow boxing, and it looks like he's had a little training. And Peter McNeely, by no means, is anything but a bum, okay, athletically. I won't say personally. I don't know him. So it might be true. Maybe Mark Wahlberg got the drop on him, got a punch in, and rocked him.
Yeah.
Who knows? Could happen. Mark Wahlberg is a stud. Anything can happen.
We got an email from somebody that is pretty famous, actually. I have to authenticate this. I'll tell you who it is at the end, but he writes, Dan, I hope I have a question. Hopefully this is not too personal for you. I've always been curious about your father, who I assume was Zeus or Thor or another one of the ancient gods, although my friends on WhatsApp told me his name is Mike, although I guess Zeus did have other identities. Anyway, compared to some of the things in your life, you haven't spoken about him too much in videos, and I've always wondered what qualities of yours, such as genius, athleticism, and so on, you feel you inherited from him. I know your mom had a reputation for being an ass kicker and a good athlete, so you could have gotten it from her as well. Anything you have to say about your father and how you feel and he are like, how you and he are like, really curious to know. That comes allegedly from Prince Nassim Med in London, England.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, yeah.
Fantastic fucking fighter. I'll tell you what, I got fast hands from my dad. Okay. I didn't get my speed from my dad. I was faster than him at 12 years old. But I got fast hands. I got the demeanor not to hit my kids. Okay. My dad never touched it. He never hit. Okay. He was an alcoholic, and he punched holes through doors. But he never touched his kids. He was a good man.
Yeah, I've seen you talk about him in videos where you describe him as a stud and so on and so forth. And maybe you got some of your masculinity from him.
Yeah, definitely. I'll tell you what, a pussy hound, I think he was married 5 times. Mike Quinn didn't have any trouble getting women. And you know what? Neither did Dan Quinn. I thought I was ugly until I was 18, 19 years old, Bob, because every time I looked at a woman, they'd look away real quick. I didn't realize they were looking at me and had been caught in their eyes. And so, you know, I thought that I was ugly. I grew up like that, afraid of girls, okay? I'm not afraid of girls anymore. I should say women. And, you know, I inherited that from him.
All right, we got another one from Handsome Brian. Dan, you've always had a huge mouthful of gun in your videos these days. Let me repeat that. You always have a huge mouthful of gun in your videos these days. What kind of gum is it? It's G-U-M. How much gum is it?
No, it was Nicorette, and it was about 25, 30 pieces because I'd chew it, and it would go dead, and I'd add another one to it, and they sell did you know this? They actually sell machines online that you put in your mouth and you chew, and it supposedly works out your muscles. And I thought, why the fuck would I buy a machine to work my jaw muscles out when I can just chew gum? So that was 25, 30 pieces of Nicorette, a big wad. And, yeah, I'm getting a shipment of Nicorette tomorrow, and I'm going to go on that, even though I'm smoking, and work my jaw out. Become even leaner.
All right, we've got a sort of a political question about the legislature apparently studying in more detail certain things. Dan, do you think black people should get reparations? What about Native Americans? They should. They say they got casinos, but only some of them did. Anyway, I don't mind if they get affirmative action. I don't even want to go to college, but the Tennessee Post was saying they want $400,000 each. In U.S. dollars. I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it. If that happened, I would be pissed because I don't think that's fair. Plus, it would crash the economy, but all the black people would be driving nice cars and living in big houses. I worry they would talk shit for the rest of their life. Do we really owe them that much? I personally feel like I'm the one that is owed. That is Paul White.
Yeah, I think we should give reparations to Indians first since we stole this land, this country from them. And I think that blacks didn't ask to be brought over. They were treated like animals, forced into slavery. And I think at the very least, their houses should be paid off so they have no mortgage. And that's what I intend to do with money from Pure H2O, the Fountain of Youth. You know, what I'm looking for, Bob, I need someone dying of cancer that they've written off, that there's no hope, they're gone. They're going to be willing to try anything, and they'll drink pure, sweet, pure H2O back in the phenomenal health in incredible speed to kickstart the stevia and the pure H2O movement.
We have a short question coming from a teenage listener who identified themselves in far too much detail given the nature of the question. But unlike Todd, penis stretcher, sport tag, above this time, I won't read out the name by accident. Dan, there's a girl in high school I like. Should I beat up her boyfriend? He's Asian. Will that make her like me? P.S. She is white.
No, it'll make her hate you, especially if it's her boyfriend, and especially if it's a hate crime. I mean, in this day and age, that'd be the last thing you should do. He'll get a hate crime added on to assault and battery. And it'll fuck his life up.
Yeah, on that note, what do you think of the recent attacks on Asian people seemingly going up in New York City?
Absolutely ludicrous, okay? I think the CIA planted the coronavirus in China to throw off the scent. I think it's all American. It's propaganda. You know, the fact that they were saying they know what was in Chinese papers, you know, that they were testing something like the coronavirus, I think it's absolutely ludicrous. If the Chinese had anything to do with it, they would have burned those papers and not let anybody see them. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's still a lot of how do we not know the origins of this virus, where they say it came from bats and it came from a laboratory, the Fauci. I mean, it's just fucking insane. I don't buy it. This could, for all we know, be a biological weapon.
It was made in a biological warfare laboratory. It was made by Americans, okay, that probably worked for the CIA or for some rich fanatic, but it didn't have anything to do with China. They just started it in China, probably because we owe China so much money that we wanted to have a lever of power to not pay them back.
This is another question. I mean, building off of that question regarding Asian violence, some people claim that there's a lot of animosity between black people and Asians in certain places, such as Koreans and Los Angeles. Is that true in your experience, Dan?
I haven't noticed it personally, but I think that when the well dries up, that everybody starts scrambling for water, okay? And the financial well is drying up in this country. The richer... The economy is like a garden, Bob. It has to be watered with money, and if it's not watered with money, it goes dry and it dies. And that's what the rich are doing. For Bill Gates to have $50 billion and to donate to the United Nations, what a fucking joke, okay? What did the United Nations do, or have they done, to help anybody? Can you tell me?
Nope. It's like a money... funneling
money laundering scheme, okay, because he didn't have to pay for $50 billion in taxes.
Right. Some people say that black people can't be racist because of the power dynamics. Do you believe those claims, Dan?
That black people can't be racist?
Correct.
I think that the way that black people are treated, they would naturally be racist against most whites, or at least hesitant to give them a chance because they've gone through so much shit, you know. As a matter of fact, I had a good conversation today with Ernie the Barber, five-star general. Yeah, we came to an agreement over the car. Everything's cool. You know, I got thrown in jail for taking my own car, and Ernie didn't get it back. You realize that? It sat in a tow yard, and someone stole it. That's like highway robbery. So Ernie was out of a car. I was out of a car. What's that?
You can't get anything from him at this point. Or does he have another car? Or
he's going to give me 2 ounces of weed.
Okay.
That's what I asked for. You know, I said our friendship is worth more than weed. It's worth more than money. Friendship, you can't put a price on. And I said, would it be worth 2 ounces? And he said, shit, my nigga, you got it. And that was it.
Dan, we got another listener email from a teenage listener. Dan, I'm a 15-year-old high school student, and I think my teacher likes me. She lets us go over her house and drink, watch gore movies, and smoke weed. She's married, but her husband is never around, and she's always telling us what a loser he is and how he can't satisfy her. I think she means in a sexual way. When she was dropping me off a block away from my house around midnight recently, she straight up asked if I wanted her to suck my, you know what. I couldn't believe it. I guess I panicked because I said something like, not right now, and got out of the car and ran home. My boys were giving me so much shit afterwards. They told me I blew my chance and kept making dick jokes, sucking in class, and so on and so forth. They want me to close the show. They're taking bets on it again. Will I regret it later, or is this an awesome time as it seems? Personally, I think it's awesome. I will do it if you say so. Name withheld.
I do it. And don't report her. Don't get her in trouble.
Yeah.
Keep it low-key. Don't tell your friends. If that guy tells his friends, they're going to run their mouth and it's going to get all over school, and then the teacher's going to get in trouble. Do it, keep his mouth shut, and just ride the wave.
What do you think of teenage boys having sex with their teachers and then crying about it afterwards, and as if it ruined their lives?
Oh, I think they're fucking full of shit. It was the epitome of their sexual fantasy-dom. I don't even know the word, you know. But I had, if I had a dollar for every time I jacked off to several of my teachers, I'd be a millionaire, right?
Yeah, we got another one from Lee Harvey Oswald. The first name is spelled L-E-I-G-H. Dan, what do you think are the best and worst crimes? I think the best crime is murder for vengeance, or maybe a really big bank robbery where you don't get caught. Worst crime is being a pedo, rape and cruelty to animals. And I know you've committed some crimes and also have been falsely accused of others, so I wanted your input.
I agree with him 100%. Steal from somebody is no good. Steal from an individual, okay? You hurt them personally. But steal from a bank, you're stealing from the government. And a pedophile, I think they should all be killed.
We got an email, a series of emails in the last few days from different people about experiencing a moment of synergy. This one comes from John Quincy Rice. Dan, I've been watching this guy Wes Watson's videos. Do you know Wes Watson? He has all the videos about not being rich and also being a shot caller in prison. That was a good movie. I guess he was in different Cali prisons for drugs. Anyway, Wes Watson says if you're white, then you have 100% chance to roll with the white boys and do whatever the main guy on the block says, including getting busy with hand and smuggling stuff up your ass. My question is, what is it really like in prison? What was it like in prison for Dan Quinn? Did you have some gang leader guy tell you what to do? I can't imagine anyone telling you what to do. What about getting fucked by with other racers? I'm not a racist person, but I feel like prison would get me in trouble. If I ever get arrested for something bad, should I become a racist?
No, they'll become racist. And the races generally don't fuck with each other unless the guards and the system set it up like that. They keep to themselves and they police their own.
So that was basically your experience in prison. No, no problems or anything like that.
No. Well, until I had to knock Sack Maniac Taz out, I guess I didn't have to knock him out, but I did. That's when I turned my back on the white only race, Bob, and embrace the human race. Okay?
That's good.
Fuck the Aryan Brotherhood. Okay? This white only mentality. Now, when you're in prison and they set it up like that and it's to survive, that's one thing. But when you hit the streets, you can't be like that. You can't teach that to your kids because that's just teaching them to be anti-human. Okay? And we can't have that going into the next millennium.
We got a similar email. Dan, I've been watching videos of this guy, Ben Wes Watson, on YouTube. This guy is a major badass, the former shot caller in the Aryan Brotherhood, or one of those Aryan gangs in prison. He does videos about prison life and not being a bitch. I find his videos very motivational, especially when he yells at the camera. Anyway, Wes Watson says there's a rule for white inmates in Cali prisons where nobody is allowed to do any gay stuff. I guess the idea is that where nobody will be forced to do any sexual stuff, but also probably some homophobia as well. My question is this. Do they always talk about how gay rape is constant in U.S. jails? Can you give us scared straight guys any kind of hope about this not being the case? I think every man's worst fear is going to jail and people trying to make him do gay stuff. Okay, thank you for answering my question.
From what I've heard and seen, that's only lifers that do that.
I see. And here's another email about the same subject. Dan, what's up? Have you seen this guy, Wes Watson? When I didn't have any videos of yours to watch, I started to check this guy out. Supposedly, he was a major shot caller in the Aryan Brother and looks pretty big. He's jacked up and tattooed heavily. He makes videos about what it's really like in prison, also not to be a punk or something I struggle with each and every day. Anyway, according to Wes Watson, when you roll up in the yard at a Cali prison, you have to show some of your paperwork to the shot caller to prove that you aren't locked up for bad charges like a pedo or doing anything like that. He said if your paperwork says pedo, then you get slashed on the face. Is this true? I've never done pedo things, and I never will, but you said one time a guy had the same name as a guy who was a pedo and got fucked up. That scares me.
Yeah, I think that's true. The answer says their paperwork.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
And if their paperwork doesn't fly, they get fucked up.
Here's a question from a listener who may be going through a midlife crisis of some kind. Dan, should I buy a car which is safe and reliable or totally a magnet for women? Which car is going to get me the most snatch and also the hottest snatch? If I'm being honest, I'm somewhat obsessed. P.S. My wife wants me to get a reliable car which is safest for our infant son, but I'm looking for any reason to overrule her. Please give me one. Jason Turnage.
Get one that's reliable and gets good gas mileage, especially if he's married. Why the fuck would he care about women? You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
If he's married, he doesn't need a pussy magnet.
Yeah, he's got to get his priorities in straight, that's for sure. All right, here's another one. Titties or asses, Dan Quinn. Titties or asses. How do you rank the female body parts? I personally believe the asses are the most sexual in appearance, and people who are hung up on big boobs probably got breastfed until they were 9 years old or older. Guys who like boobs too much are perfect, I'll say. What do you think, Dan?
I'm into asses myself. Big boobs do nothing for me. Too big, and I'm not interested. End of story.
All right, this one hits close to home. This is about me, and it's about you. All right, Bob Carson, do you still do apartment wrestling? Dan, do you think Bob is a pervert for wanting women to put him in various holds? Bob, what was your toughest apartment wrestling match? Who inflicted the most pain and punishment on you? That's Brian Crane, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've had so many matches. I can't just give you one, but I don't do it anymore. No, it's too much money, and I've got no libido anymore. So, okay.
Do you have no libido?
Do you think well, very little. I and that's good because I could focus on training more, at boxing and jiu-jitsu and cross training, hit training, running, and all this stuff. But I'm on medication. I'm on medication, like contrary to what I was telling you, that it blocks your dopamine receptors. But I'm 40 and I'm losing my hair, and I don't have the libido anymore. It's like I never did.
Yeah, yeah.
I always had
brother.
Low testosterone. Yeah.
I thought I was losing my hair, and I got on stevia, and I have a full head of hair. Stevia purifies your body. It purifies water. Your skin is partly water. It purifies and makes your hair grow, guaranteed.
Now, just for the record, too, I did wrestle a female fighter, the fourth at Bellator, and it's not I don't like the term apartment wrestling. It's more mixed wrestling. But, Dan, do you think I'm a pervert for wanting women to put me in wrestling holds?
Not at all, brother. I think you're a savage stud.
Yeah. I agree. That's not
more
cool. I agree.
No. Not one bit.
All right. We got another email. I'm asking you, dear Dan, I'm asking you a question about what it means to be a real man in America in 2021. I swear, man, I don't know if I can call someone he or she or whatever. The rules have gone crazy. Do you have any thoughts on all this? I know you've been asking about playing the violin on men and some shit like that. I feel like they are headed straight down the toilet. What is wrong with saying a man is a man and a woman is a woman? Do you know females used to run society? Under this new reality, I don't know who's running what. Do you have any thoughts on this? Ron Davis, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
No, that's a deep question because most people don't know that women used to be the head of the table, okay? They think that the status quo has always been, but there's ancient archaeological evidence that say women used to be the shit. They used to be in control. And that's around the same time that pyramids were P-O-U-R-E-D. For people that don't think there's aliens, look at the pyramids. We couldn't even build those things now as perfect as they did thousands of years ago. How the fuck did they do it? With chisels? Please.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows, Dan? Do you know that Caitlyn Jenner is apparently running for governor of California, Dan?
That's disgusting to me. The fact that they're trying to recall Gavin Newsom, who I think is a great governor. I think he's handled his mud 100%. You know, we have the lowest COVID rate in the country. You know, if they want perfection, they're not going to find it anywhere. But it comes close in Gavin Newsom as a governor, and I'll vote for him, hands down, no matter who runs.
We got one from Chad Griggs. I wonder if this is the former fighter, the former Strike Force fighter, who is pretty decent from Arizona. Dan, when Bob comes to California, if Bob comes to California, will you two guys visit? How will that go? You guys get along really well. It's obvious from listening to the show. Now, like I said, I may come to California next month, but I don't know if I'm going to be in your neck of the woods, but we'll have to see.
Oh, yeah. If we get together, I'm gonna take you through the same thing that I took my son through after I took Scott Smith Hands of Steel through. I'm going to give you hands, brother.
Yeah.
And for everybody out there listening, if you want hands, have someone throw punches at you and just defend. That's all you do. You don't throw punches. You just defend punches. Defend the jab correctly. Defend the 1-2 correctly. Then you get to the point where you're using your right hand to defend against the left and the right, using your elbows to defend body punches, and it works from there. You know, people think that learning how to fight is sparring. That's like throwing fucking, what's the term? You know, throwing the kettle into the fire, okay?
Yeah.
The easiest way to do it is exactly what I just said, is defend punches, get comfortable with them, and then you can start to see through those punches and how you get your own punches in.
Well, listen, Dan is going to prepare me, ladies and gentlemen, for boxing hands. And I'm committing right now to at least one unsanctioned fight in California, either in a warehouse or some boardwalk. I want to fight Shad Smith in Cali. I'm calling out MMA pioneer Shad Smith. I respect him as a trailblazer, the male Liz Carmouche, but I'm Bob Carson, the male Ronda Rousey, except the tighter punches, ladies and gentlemen. Dan, do you think I could beat Shad?
Do I think you'd beat who?
Shad Smith.
I give you hands. I think you'd fuck him up.
Yeah, I think he's significantly older, but probably not in fight shape. I'm definitely in fight shape, so that could be a pretty interesting match.
I would pay to see it.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes here toward the end here. We got through all the listener emails for the past week or so, and undoubtedly we'll have emails after this show. People can email us at carsonscorner@gmail.com. Email your questions to Dan. Anything that you want to say as we wind down the show?
I just want to say Gina Holden is a C-U-N-T. She stole my shit. I hope she gets thrown in jail. It won't happen, but I want to get my shit back. I want to buy my puppy. I want to replace Kalani that my mom neutered and then stole and threw away like she was a piece of trash.
Yeah, that's a shame what happened to her. And I'm glad she's still alive. How old is she?
That's a good question, brother. She must be like 12, 13 years old.
Okay, and that's still not too terribly old for a dog that for either.
I'm not 100% sure. If she was on pure H2O, she'd go until she was 20.
I believe it, absolutely. That'd be remarkable. Now, listen, we hope that you get your phone back. I hope that you get all your possessions back. I hope that things really work out for you and people, you know, stop trying to interfere with what you got going on there, Dan. I hope that you fight again. I know that when I spoke to you, was it yesterday, that you're considering fighting again, whereas, you know, before you didn't want to. But it sounds like you're really pumped up and you're running 440s and you're starting to get back into it. So I hope that we could see more out of you.
Oh, yeah. I ordered a jump rope and five-pound heavy hands. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to fuck people up, Bob. Stand-up only, just like Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture. People loved it. Dave Huckaba, come to the front. Step up. I'll knock you out.
Who was the – there was somebody that you said that you wanted to fight right away, like a former baseball player, football player, night watchman?
Did I? I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was like a Giant or something like that. Who's that one of the places that you were at before?
Are you talking about Jake Paul?
No, definitely not.
Am I too big for Jake Paul?
Height wise, I don't know. You know what? You guys are pretty similar in size, actually. That'd be great. That'd be fucking awesome.
Because I blew him out of the water, man. No questions. I'd knock him out.
That'd be fucking awesome. And you make a lot of money doing it because they're paying these fighters a lot more, supposedly, than when they fight in the UFC itself.
Exactly. Talking about Dana White not paying his fighters, Dana White having 6 Ferraris, Dana White having all this money, and his fighters fucking going bare.
Yep.
Going bare. What the fuck?
Yeah. Paying 50 people $50,000 to put snow in his fucking driveway. I mean, there's something wrong here.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the equation. You know, Dana White's become a worldwide figure because he's probably who's the owner of the casino that the owner.
Well, it was Lorenzo and Frank. Yeah.
Lorenzo who?
Lorenzo Fertitta.
The Fertittas. Dana White is a Fertitta spawn. He's an illegitimate son that's been thrown a bone, and they ran with it, guaranteed.
I couldn't agree more. Listen, Dan, I don't know about you, but I had fun during this time. I'm glad we were finally able to get you on for the full hour to take care of all these listener emails. Like I said, we get emails every day, so we'll have you on the show again real soon. And give people YouTube. You started a YouTube account up in PayPal to accept donations.
Yeah, I have a YouTube account at capital D, capital A, capital N, capital Daniel, and then capital Q, small UINN. Daniel Quinn is my YouTube address. And my PayPal got shut down for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
They said that I have no idea why. I had one transaction. I won $10 in a online lottery. And that's the only transaction that I've done, but they shut it down. But I do have, what's the other one? PayPal and...
Not a Venmo?
No, not Venmo. It's, see, I didn't prepare for this. The only thing I prepared for was my hatred of Gina Holden.
Well, listen, you're not able to you, can you put anything up on YouTube or no?
No, I don't have my phone. Until I get my phone back, I can't do a thing.
Yeah, well, I hope that's soon. And I'm calling you. Is this the house phone or is this another cell phone?
This is the house phone.
Okay, good. All right, Dan. Well, listen, we got 30 seconds before we go. But, again, thank you so much, and let's do this real soon again.
Hey, Savage, thank you for giving me the time, and it's been a pleasure, like always.
All right, Dan. Thank you. Good night, man. God bless, and I will see you soon, my friend.
God bless. I can't wait to give you a hand, Savage. Peace out.
Thank you, brother. Take
Bye.
Care. All right, that was Dan Quinn on Carson's Corner. Big thanks to Dan. Big thanks to everybody that emailed us. It's 1 o'clock here on the Eastern Time Zone. And I got to get to sleep. I got to get up early. But if you want to friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/BobCarsonMMA, instagram.com/BobCarsonMMA, twitter.com/BobCarsonMMA. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, show some respect.